My dear Watson, I write these few lines through the courtesy of Professor Moriarty, who awaits my convenience for the final discussion of those questions which lie between us. I am pleased to think that I shall be able to free society from any further effects of his presence. Though I fear that it's at a cost which will give pain to my friends, and especially, my dear Watson, to you. Pray, give my greetings to Mrs. Watson, and believe me to be, my dear fellow, very sincerely yours, Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes.
Dr. Watson. Dr. Watson, are you awake?
Nurse. Oh, my God. How could I have fallen asleep?
It's perfectly understandable. You're exhausted.
Has there been any change?
Dr. Pendle thinks you should go in.
Very well. Thank you, nurse.
Doctor, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The Empty House by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Frederick Treves as Colonel Moran, Donald G. as Inspector Lestrade, and Michael Pennington as Professor James Moriarty. The Empty House.
Mary, can you hear me?
Dr. Pendle.
No, my love, it's me. It's John.
John.
Yes, Mary. I'm here.
Oh, John. Are you all right?
I'm fine. And soon... soon you will be too.
I don't think so.
Oh. My dear.
That's what you said to me then.
When?
In Mr. Sholto's garden. I was frightened, and you took my hand. John.
I'm here.
My hand was warmer then, wasn't it?
It's all right, my love. Everything's all right.
Oh, my poor John. First, Mr. Holmes... and now me.
Mary.
Everyone you love. Hardly seems fair. I'm so sorry.
Be taken so young. There's no justice in the world, Doctor.
No, Mrs. Hudson. No justice. It was good of you to come.
A sad reason for us to meet again, though.
Indeed. I should have called to see you. How have you been?
Well, I can't pretend the time hasn't hung heavy. They say the years pass faster as you get older, but these last three have seemed more like 30.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Look at me. keeping you from talking to everyone else who came. Off you go now.
Very well. Thank you again.
Doctor. And please remember you're always welcome at Baker Street.
You're very kind, Mrs. Hudson, but... Well...
Too many memories.
I'm afraid so. Too many memories.
I hear the wedding's off. That right, Adele?
Yeah, that's right.
She walked out on him, sensible filly.
She did nothing of the sort, as you very well know.
Oh, so you walked out on her, did you, lad?
Sensible chap.
It was a mutual decision. A
ridiculous idea in the first place. Damn fool notion. Stick to your own kind, young Adele.
I take it your father's delighted.
Well, yes.
Ah, but what did her father think? Goodbye to the Maynooth fortune.
He wasn't very pleased.
Oh, no. Well, that's putting it mildly from what I heard. Is it true he came at you with a 12-bore, Ronald?
Can we please get on with the game?
Of course, Sir John. I think we're down, Moran.
Damn right you are.
And about time. You two were coming close to having us on the streets.
Deal the damn cards.
Thank you, sir.
Good health to you.
You are, Stafford?
Thanks, old man. Cheers. So, how are you?
Oh, I've been better.
Yes, of all the damn things to happen.
What's the point of it all, Stamford?
Watson.
I mean, look at us. Doctors, for God's sake. But what good do we actually do? What difference can we make?
We can make a difference. You have to hold on to that. Sometimes we really can.
Not where it matters. You know what someone said to me at a funeral? There's no justice in the world. Well, I'll drink to that. Barman?
Good Lord, man, I swear you keep him up your sleeve.
Ha ha! Discovered!
Damn it, Adair, you've the luck of the devil.
Luck, Sir John, it was skill, pure skill.
Mm. Not to mention the brilliance of his partner, eh, Ronald?
Not to mention the brilliance of my partner.
Come on, John, let's take him on again.
Yes, what do you say, Johnny? Another hand?
No, Moran, that's my lot for tonight.
But it's early still.
What's the matter with you, Adair, you deaf? Now, what's the damage?
Well, let's see.
Here, I've been keeping a note. There you are, Sir John.
Good God.
You know, what you should be doing is thinking about the future.
The future? Stanford, just at the moment, I can't see any future.
You need something to occupy yourself. Why don't you get back to the old writing? Give us some more of those stories of yours.
Yeah, romantic rubbish.
What?
That's what Holmes always called them. Like putting an elopement into the third proposition of Euclid.
Damn good thing, too. Have you ever read Euclid? That's more like it. Go on, why don't you?
No, I don't think so.
Pity. The old Strand's not been the same since you packed it in.
Thank you, Stamford. I appreciate that.
Oh, I mean it. The way you wrote about those criminals really made it live.
Well, I had some marvellous material to work with. Holmes would only ever take a case if it was out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. There's not been too much of that sort lately.
Ah, so you do still follow these things?
Not really, no, not anymore. It's hard to shake off something like that.
Well, there you are. Take it up again. Solve a few crimes.
Stand.
No, I mean it. What's that line? You know my methods.
Employ them. I wouldn't have the arrogance.
Come on. You need a name in life.
Doctor's orders?
Yes, actually. Doctor's orders. Now all you need is the right case.
Ronald! Ronald, are you in there?
He hasn't come out all evening, my lady.
Ronald, why are you being so rude? Unlock this door at once. Ronald? Melville.
My lady. My God.
What's wrong?
No, my lady, stay there.
Stand aside, ma'am. Melville.
My lady.
I don't want any unseemly gossip in the lane. Please ensure that you send someone discreet for the police.
The Honourable Ronald Adair, second son of the Earl of Maynooth, Governor of Queensland. Fashionable Park Lane address, known in the best society. Member of all the right clubs.
And missing most of his head.
Thank you, Constable. I do have eyes. Is the doctor here yet?
No, Inspector.
Well, why the devil not?
I don't know, sir. Shall I try to find out?
What a good idea. Why don't you?
I tell you, he did himself in. Stands to reason.
Oh, yes. Then where's the gun?
They're in the room, of course. They just haven't found it yet. They will. You wait.
Well, hang about here for a couple of months.
Very amusing. Now, move along. There's nothing to see here. Unless any of you lot have clapped eyes on a police surgeon.
Can't even find their own people.
Come on, you heard me. Nothing to see. Move along. You too, if you please, sir. Unless you've business in the building.
Oh, well, no, Constable. Not as such.
Well, then I'm sorry, but I must ask you to clear the area. You understand, sir?
Yes, 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 of course.
Dr. Watson.
Ah, Lestrade, good morning.
It's all right, Secker. This gentleman's a friend of mine. Good morning to you, Doctor. How are you?
I'm in reasonable health, thank you, Lestrade.
Good, good. What brings you here?
I'm afraid it's the same thing that brought those others. Sheer curiosity.
You saw it in the papers, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
I thought it would get out. The loyalty of servants, eh? How much have they got?
Enough to be intriguing. Locked room, no weapon, no motive. Can you tell me any more?
Well, actually, Doctor, look, I wonder if you'd mind doing me a favour.
Good God.
Quiet.
Has he been moved at all?
Not an inch.
The entrance wound is just above the right eye. The exit... Have you found the bullet?
Here.
Yes, I thought so. Soft nose revolver bullet. Filthy things. They mushroom out when they hit. Where was it?
In the wooden panelling. Just there.
So, he was sitting at his desk.
Or standing by it.
Yeah. He'd been working on these papers, presumably. May I?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Hardy... Murray, Jenkinson, St. Simon. And a list of figures. Any idea what it's all about?
Not yet. Can you tell when he died?
Not accurately. 9 or 10 hours ago, possibly.
He got in from his club just before 10 and came straight up here. His mother had the door broken in at 11:30. I was hoping you could pin down the time of death a bit more precisely.
I'm afraid not. Had there been any callers? Did he see anyone?
No to both questions. According to the butler, he locked this door behind him and never came out.
There's talk of suicide.
Then where's the weapon? Not a chance. I do hate a messy murder, especially when it's impossible.
The door to the room was locked on the inside, and although the window was open a fraction, there were no signs that anyone had entered or left by that way. It's at least 20 feet above the road, and there's a flower bed directly below. It wasn't disturbed at all.
Could the shot have been fired from outside the house, perhaps from the park opposite?
No, sir. A revolver's not accurate enough over that sort of distance. And in any case, my men found several people who were in or near the area at the time in question. None of them heard a shot.
I've known him for years. He's a conventional enough young chap. Quiet, you know, unemotional. Fond of cards, of course, but there's nothing wrong with that. He played a hell of a game, too. I shall miss him. Yes, he was a good friend. We were card partners, have been for some time. Ronald was a first-rate sort. As honest as the day's long. Not an enemy in the world.
Yes, I played against young Adair often enough.
With what results, Sir John?
The cards usually fell fairly equally, I'd say.
I have here a statement given to the police by another member of the Bagatelle Club. He asserts that on the day of Adair's death, there was an altercation between yourself and the deceased.
Certainly not.
On the subject of his frequent substantial wins against you and your partner.
Nonsense! The man's mistaken or lying.
That's right, sir. He was engaged to my Edith for nigh on 6 months.
And when the wedding was called off, were you disappointed?
Sir?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Woodley, you just lost one of the wealthiest young bachelors in the country as a son-in-law. Were you angry?
I don't know who's been talking to you, sir, but there's not a word of truth in it.
Oh, not a word of truth in what, exactly?
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
In the absence of any further evidence, this court records a verdict of willful murder by person or persons unknown.
Inspector!
Any comment on the coroner?
Are you any closer to catching the murderer?
Inspector! An official statement will be issued in due course.
Have you found the murderer? Have you found the motive?
Is it true that Inspector Gregson's been called in to assist you?
Gentlemen, please, let us pass.
Have you any theories, Dr. Watson?
I'm sorry, I can't make any comment.
How do you think Mr. Holmes would have investigated this case, sir?
Please, let me
stand aside.
Just one statement for the standard, gentlemen.
Please, get out of the way.
I'm sorry.
Have you?
Let me help.
Leave them.
Well, they're not damaged, are they?
These books are valuable.
Yeah, I do think... You know, I've seen him somewhere before.
Oh, yes.
Now, where on earth... I've got it. He was in Park Lane the other morning, when I went back for another look at the house.
When exactly?
The second day after the murder. Your constable moved him on.
Probably just another gawper. Do you think it's significant?
No, I don't suppose so. So, what's your next step, Inspector?
Oh, back to the routine. Question everyone again, that sort of thing. Not to mention trying to work out how the devil it was done.
Yes.
He would have loved this one, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you again for all your help, Doctor.
Oh, don't mention it. Quite like old times again.
Yes. I must be off. Good day to you. Perhaps we'll see each other again soon.
Yes, perhaps we will. Goodbye, Lestrade.
The devil are you? What do you want?
Look at me. I've got better things to look at. Look at me.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Jenny.
Beg pardon, sir, but there's someone wants to see you.
A patient?
I asked him, Doctor, but he wouldn't say.
Wouldn't say? Well, did he give you his card?
No, sir, but he said you knew him.
Show him into the consulting room, Jenny. I'll be there in a minute.
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Jenny. You can go.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, sir, why have you come here?
To apologise.
For what, pray?
I was... gruff.
You're making too much of a trifle, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me.
My books mean a lot to me.
So I realise.
You should fill that gap in the bookcase. It's untidy.
What gap?
There.
Ah, I can see what you mean, but I hardly think it's...
How do you do, Watson? I trust I find you well.
My dear Watson, I owe you 1,000 apologies. I had no idea that you'd be so affected.
Holmes, is it really you? You're alive. How is it possible?
Wait. Are you sure you're fit to discuss things? I've given you a serious shock.
I'm all right, I'm all right.
Yes, perhaps it was an unnecessarily dramatic appearance.
I can hardly believe my eyes. To think that you of all men, should be standing in my study. Well, you're not a spirit anyhow.
No.
Well, oh, my dear chap, I'm overjoyed to see you. Sit down, sit down.
Oh, no, thank you, Doctor. No, I prefer to stand. Yes, it's no joke when a tall man has to take a foot of his height for hours on end.
But why? Why the disguise? No. First, for the love of heaven, tell me how you came alive out of that dreadful chasm.
Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette?
Holmes!
Well, perhaps it would be better if explanations waited until later.
Holmes, I want to know now!
Very well, very well. Well, about that chasm. I had no serious difficulty getting out of it, for the very simple reason that I was never in it.
Never in it?
No, Watson. I never was in it. My note to you was absolutely genuine. I had no doubt that I'd come to the end of my career.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Moriarty.
You were, of course, expecting me.
Of course. I congratulate you on your escape.
Thank you. And I congratulate you on the operation. A piece of meticulous planning worthy almost of myself.
I'm flattered. You know, of course, that your organization is finished.
I anticipated as much.
And your infamous career along with it.
By no means. At the very least, I still have one crowning achievement to attain.
I believe I recently said something very similar.
I'm not in the least surprised. You will wish, no doubt, to pen some touching epistle to your companion, the worthy doctor. Pray do so.
You're most kind. I wrote the note, which you later found.
And which I still have.
And then we walked along the pathway together. Myself and Moriarty.
I suppose it would be futile to try to persuade you to join me.
You suppose correctly.
A pity. Together, what triumphs we might have achieved. And I do so deplore the waste. So illogical. Goodbye, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Baritsu, the Japanese system of wrestling. It's been useful to me more than once.
Good God. Holmes, the tracks. I saw them with my own eyes. Two sets of footprints went down the path. None came back.
Yes. The instant the professor disappeared, it struck me what an extraordinarily lucky chance fate had placed in my way.
Lucky?
Now, Moriarty wasn't the only man who'd sworn my death. There were at least three others, all of them dangerous. It occurred to me that if the world was convinced that I was dead, they would take liberties, these men. Lay themselves open. So, I decided to die.
Good heavens.
Once I destroyed them, then I could announce that I was actually still in the land of the living.
And now you've done so. But no, that doesn't make sense. Why the disguise? Why the secrecy?
Two of the three men have been dealt with, and now the third, the deadliest of all, he's within my grasp at last.
Look, we're getting ahead of ourselves. If you didn't come back along that path, then how did you get away?
I read your picturesque account of the matter with great interest. You said that the cliff above the falls was sheer. But that wasn't literally true. Now, There were a few small handholds. It wasn't a pleasant business, Watson. I'm not a fanciful person, but I give you my word that I seem to hear Moriarty's voice screaming up at me. I couldn't have made it to the very top, but some way up, there was a ledge. I was able to wait there and rest.
For how long? You don't mean to say you were there above me when I came back?
Yes, I was. I watched you and your followers investigating my death in the most sympathetic and inefficient manner.
I didn't find the circumstances exactly conducive to efficiency.
No, perhaps not. Anyway, at last, when you'd all formed your inevitable and totally erroneous conclusions and departed for the hotel, I was left alone.
And you climbed down the cliff?
Exactly.
And went where?
To Florence, initially.
Florence?
With the certainty that no one in the world knew what had become of me.
No, indeed.
Save one.
What do you mean?
I did have one confidant. My brother Mycroft. I needed money. I needed information.
And you couldn't trust me?
My dear Watson, I owe you many apologies. Several times in the last 3 years I've taken up my pen to write to you.
Then what in the world stopped you?
Your regard for me.
I don't understand.
I was afraid it would lead you to betray my secret. Your account of my unhappy end was a vital factor in the whole plan. Would it have been as convincing if you'd known the truth?
What about after it was published?
Still too great a risk. For you as well as me. I can only ask your forgiveness.
You have it, of course.
Thank you, my friend. And now, I have a piece of work for both of us tonight. Hard and dangerous work. And if we bring it to a successful conclusion, it will justify a man's life on this planet. Will you come with me?
When you like. And where you like.
Ha!
Yes, for 2 years and all.
Did you manage to get into Lhasa?
Yes, I did.
Phew.
Spent some time with the head lama. Fascinating doctrine in Buddhism. Remarkable. An eternal quest for perfection. Life after life. There's death after death.
And when you left Tibet?
Oh, I passed through Persia, looked in at Mecca, visited Khartoum.
This is incredible.
You may have read about the explorations of a Norwegian named Sigurdsson.
Oh, yes, I believe I did. You knew him? You're not saying Sigurdsson was you.
Until he obligingly disappeared without trace, leaving me free to spend some time doing chemical research in the south of France.
What finally made you come back to London?
Two things. Firstly, the knowledge that someone's trying to set himself up in the late Professor Moriarty's shoes.
What? Do you mean rebuild his organization?
Yes.
This is the man you mentioned?
It is.
What was the second reason?
The fact that after months of caution, this man has finally made a slip. And now I have him. Come, Doctor.
Holmes, where are we?
Well, don't you know?
You seem to have led me through every mews and stable yard in London.
I see 3 years hasn't improved your tendency to exaggeration.
Or yours to sarcasm.
Touché. In here.
How long has this place been empty?
What's important is that it's empty now.
We should have brought a lantern.
No lights. Your eyes will adjust themselves in a moment.
Why are we here?
All in good time, Doctor. Can you see yet?
Yes, well enough.
Excellent. Follow me. Down there. Now do you know where we are?
Well, surely that's Baker Street.
Yes. We're in Camden House, directly opposite our old quarters. But why are we here?
Well, because it commands so excellent a view of that picturesque pile. Now, let's see if 3 years of absence have entirely taken away my power to surprise you. Look over at our old rooms.
But the blinds will be drawn. Good heavens.
I trust that age doth not wither nor custom stale my infinite variety.
It's marvellous. Yeah. What is it, some sort of cut-out
shape?
No.
It's a bust in wax. Throws a more realistic shadow. It's by Monsieur Oscar Meunier of Grenoble. It really is rather like me.
Don't you think? I'd be prepared to swear that it was you. But what does it mean? Surely it's as good as telling this man that you're still alive.
Ah, but he already knows. I sent him a message through one of his agents, Parker by name, a garrotter by trade. Remarkable performer on the Jew's harp.
Holmes, you're making this up.
Never, I swear it. Anyway, I've not been out of sight of one of his men ever since.
Which presumably was what you wanted.
Exactly. My next call was on the admirable Mrs. Hudson.
With no warning? You just walked up and rang the doorbell?
Yes, I'm afraid I did. And in answer to your next question, violent hysterics.
She didn't faint then?
She does have remarkable self-control for a woman.
Well, I hope you apologise to her.
Oh, there are more important things to say. I made sure that my shadower was within earshot and negotiated an immediate lease on my old rooms.
You were lucky to find them unoccupied.
Yeah.
And so this man, this new Moriarty, knows exactly where to find you.
Or thinks he does.
And you're expecting him to make some sort of attack on you tonight?
He's a man of action. He won't delay. Before the night's out, I shall have been efficiently assassinated by a single shot from the street. I'm rather looking forward to it. We'll have a perfect view from here.
Suppose he gets away before we reach him.
No, he won't. He won't. Oh, Watson. He's the most cunning and dangerous criminal in London, and he's after me tonight. And we are after him.
I never thought I'd see a night like this again. Holmes, it's wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
The shadow's moved. Yes, of course it's moved. Am I such a farcical bungler that I should erect an obvious dummy and expect one of the sharpest men in Europe to be deceived by it?
You surely haven't got Mrs. Hudson.
One change every 10 minutes. She crawls in below window level.
That's outrageous.
Well, she enjoys that sort of thing.
Holmes.
Wait.
What? The street's empty.
Yes, sir. He's coming in here. Tonight's surprises are not all one-sided. Your pistol. Ready. Excellent. Now, into the shadows and not a sound.
Your jubilation's a little premature.
You?
Thank you, Watson.
Oh, my pleasure. But who is it? I can't see a damn thing.
Let's summon some illumination.
Are you all right?
Yes, perfectly. Direct your attention to our friend there, would you?
Now, listen to me. I have a revolver trained on your head. Make no sudden moves, do you understand?
Ah, the lantern bearers.
Mr. Holmes!
Good evening, Lestrade.
I could hardly believe it when I got your message. It's good to see you back in London, sir.
Well, you needed a little unofficial help. 3 undetected murders in 1 year won't do, Lestrade. But you handled the Molesey case with less than your usual. That is to say, you handled it fairly well.
Holmes, if you don't mind.
My dear fellow, a little light here, if you please. Comfortable.
Sir.
Thank you. Journey's end in lovers' meetings, as the old play says. Gentlemen, let me introduce you to Colonel Sebastian Moran.
Good God above.
Once of Her Majesty's Indian Army and the best heady game shot that our Eastern Empire has ever produced.
You fiend! You cunning fiend!
I'm surprised that my simple trick could deceive so experienced a hunter. How many times have you tied a young goat under a tree and waited above it with your rifle for the bait to bring up your tiger? Well, this empty house is my tree, and you are my tiger. The parallel is exact.
You, sir, inspector, or whatever you are, you may or may not have cause for arresting me, but there's no reason why I should submit to the jibes of this person. If I'm in the hands of the law, let things be done in a legal way.
Well, that's reasonable enough. Anything more to say, Mr. Holmes, before we go?
This is a fascinating weapon. I knew von Herder, the blind German mechanic who made it to the order of the late Professor Moriarty. I've no doubt it was always intended for the professor's trusted chief of staff. Isn't that so, Colonel?
That's quite enough of that. You're not in India now. Constable, take him downstairs.
Inspector?
One moment. Holmes?
Moran.
You seem to know a good deal about me. Remember that in some parts of the world, too much knowledge is believed to be a dangerous thing.
Come on, you.
And in others, the pursuit of truth is worshipped as man's holiest endeavor. Uniquely powerful and accurate, but almost completely silent. Like all air guns.
Air guns? You said you were afraid of air guns. Seems like a lifetime ago.
If that's all, gentlemen...
Yeah, one final thing. What charge do you intend to prefer?
What charge? Why, the attempted murder of Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
No, Lestrade. I don't want to appear in the matter at all. To you, and only you, goes the credit for this remarkable arrest.
Holmes?
Yes, Watson. Yes, with his usual happy mixture of cunning and audacity. Lestrade has got him.
Got him? Got who?
The man the whole force has been seeking in vain. The murderer of the Honourable Ronald Adair.
Colonel Sebastian Moran. It's hard to believe.
Son of a cabinet minister, Eton Oxford, impeccable military career.
Impeccable? It's outstanding, more like. Jawaki, Afghanistan, Cherasiab. When I was a boy, he was one of my heroes.
Well, what the devil went wrong with the man?
There are trees which grow to a certain height and then suddenly develop some unsightly eccentricity. You often see exactly the same thing in humans.
I'd hardly call turning to murder an unsightly eccentricity.
Ah, yes, the murder. Don't forget these, Lestrade.
Revolver bullets from a silent rifle. No wonder we were thrown completely off the scent.
Yes, there's genius in it.
Are you sure he was able to shoot young Adair from right across Park Lane? That window wasn't lifted more than a crack.
No, that was all he needed. And his own mastery gave him away. At last, he'd been panicked into a crime that I could trace straight to him and no one else. Only he had the ability, the means, and the motive.
Of what motive?
I can't see any reason for him to do it.
Ah, but I have one vital piece of information that you lack.
Go on.
The Colonel has one particular skill which you won't find mentioned in his memoirs. He's an expert card sharp. Lived off that for years. And I believe that young Adair caught him out and threatened to expose him. Well, that would have meant public ruin and the end of all his grand plans.
So Adair had to die.
Which he did, in the very act of absolving himself from his partner's crimes.
The list of names and figures. Adair was calculating how much he'd won illegally.
Planning to return it all. He really was, honest as the day's long, just as Moran described him.
Well, I've met some cool ones in my time, but... Gentlemen, I must be getting back to the yard. It's been a pleasure to work with you again, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Lestrade. Somewhat to my surprise, I have to say that the pleasure's been mutual. Good night.
Good night, Inspector.
Gentlemen.
Holmes?
I'm just recalling the first time we stood here together.
Yeah, a well-remembered door.
The scandal in Bohemia.
I thought you didn't bother with worthless rubbish.
Yes, quite right, quite right. Would you care to step in for a minute?
I'd be delighted.
I went
to it on my knees, sir, as you told me.
I hope you were careful, Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, yes, Doctor, believe me.
Excellent, you carried the thing out very well.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Watson, Mrs. Hudson and I have one final surprise for you.
Holmes, after everything else that's happened today, General Gordon himself could be waiting behind that door to present me with a Victoria Cross, and I don't believe I'd bat an eyelid.
Oh? So you'll be equally phlegmatic about this, then, will you?
What the...
I don't believe it! Holmes, this is incredible.
Brother Mycroft's work.
And mine? Though if I'm being truthful, I thought it was more than a touch morbid.
Everything. Everything is exactly the same.
Not exactly the same.
Well, no, it's a good deal tidier than it used to be.
That won't last.
Oh, I'm sure it won't. This is amazing.
Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a good many things to see to.
Of course.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. It's a pleasure to be back.
Gentlemen.
Ah, look here. Yeah, this should convince Lestrade that the old hunter's eyes are as keen as ever, you see? Smack through the brain.
Oh, Holmes, please. It could easily have been you.
But it wasn't. Not this time. Ah. But won't you sit down, my dear fellow?
Of course. Thank you.
Excellent. The picture is complete. Yes, and if Mrs. Hudson's her usual efficient self... yes, neatly within arm's reach. Here. For you. And... your very good health.
And yours.
I heard of your recent bereavement. My condolences.
Thank you.
You know work is the best antidote to sorrow.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
Your practice. Absorbing, isn't it?
Hardly.
Oh. Done any writing lately?
No, not a word. No, inspiration.
You know your old room on the next floor? It's still vacant. Watson?
I was just thinking. In the old days...
the old days.
You would have sat there and said nothing. Even if it had taken me all night to come out with it and ask you.
Yes, I believe you're right.
You've changed, you know.
Dying will do that to a man. For the better?
Goodness only knows. I suppose I'll have to come back just to find out. It really has been the most extraordinary day. Welcome back, Holmes.
Welcome back, Watson. To
the future.
The future.
In The Empty House, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Frederick Treves as Colonel Moran, Donald Gee as Inspector Lestrade, and Michael Pennington as Professor Moriarty. Mrs. Hudson was played by Joan Matheson, Sir John by Peter Penry Jones, the nurse by Kate Vinci, Mary Watson by Gilly Mears, Watson's maid by Cyril Jenkins, Murray by Steve Hodson, Adair by John Webb, Stamford by Keith Drinkle, The Coroner by John Church, and Woodley by John Fleming. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Empty House was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.